A warm welcome and heartfelt gratitude greeting local veterans Dan Little and Bob Haldane as they returned home after participating in Honor Flight Mission 26, an unforgettable journey recognizing their service and sacrifice to the nation. The Honor Flight offered both men the chance to visit memorials dedicated in to their service in Washington, D.C. Surrounded by fellow veterans and volunteers, the experience was about more than historic landmarks. It was an opportunity to share stories, remember fallen comrades, and recognize a lifetime of service, as well as receive a warm welcome home that may have never been received upon their arrival back home following their service. Family members, friends, and community supporters gathered to celebrate their return. American flags waved overhead as supporters lined up to welcome the veterans, creating an emotional moment that underscored the lasting bond between those who served and the communities they protected. For Little and Haldane, Honor Flight Mission 26 represented a meaning chapter in lives defined by commitment and sacrifice. Their return serves as a reminder that honoring veterans is not confined to holidays or ceremonies. It is expressed through simple acts of recognition, shared memories, and a willingness to say, "Welcome home," or service that often came at a great personal cost. Honor Flight Mission 26 may have lasted only a couple of days, but for Little and Haldane and the people who welcomed them home, its impact will be remembered for years to come. And when North Branch School District students return to classes in the fall, several new faces will greet them. The Board of Education hired three new administrators. Shaw Brewer was selected to be the district's principal at Ruth Fox Middle School. Brewer replaces Dane Terouds, who will transition to a teaching position. Kevin Wenzel was hired as the new assistant principal for the district's high school. Wenzel is replacing Brooke Martin, who is moving out of the district. Also, Alyssa Welling was hired as the director of special education services. Welling will replace Lori Wierbicki, who is retiring. However, Wierbicki will stay on until the end of the month to help with Welling's transition. When we come back from this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's time to get outside and get grilling. So let our Ace grilling experts help you choose the right grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg Charcoal Grills, Traeger Wood Pellet Grills, and Weber Gas Grills. And since our stores are locally owned and we're committed to helping our neighbors, we'll also assemble and deliver your grill for free. Around the block, what you need in stock with people who know their grills.
Hi, I'm Paul Bender from Ace Hardware Bad Axe. Stop in and see me. I'll make sure you leave with everything you need, unlike the big box stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, your backyard is right in our backyard. So when you need to feed your grass, remove the weeds, or wrangle those leaves, go to the place that delivers on top brands like Eagle, Toro, and Steel. We offer curbside pickup or get what you need delivered at participating stores.
Hey, it's Jana at Ace Hardware and Bad Axe. I'm here to help you tackle any project, big or small. Shop local with Ace Hardware and Bad Axe.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. A new effort to address housing needs across Huron County is getting underway after the Huron County Brownfield Redevelopment Authority secured a $40,000 rural readiness grant from the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity. The funding will support a countrywide housing conditions and development readiness study aimed at identifying housing shortages, affordability concerns, and obstacles to future residential development. Officials say the project is the first comprehensive review of its kind for Huron County. The Brownfield Redevelopment Authority, managed by the Huron County Economic Development Corporation, is partnering with planning and consulting firm McKenna to complete the study, Researchers have begun gathering data and will soon launch a public survey along with community outreach events scheduled throughout the summer. Local leaders say the information collected will help guide future planning decisions, encourage investment, and support efforts to expand housing options for residents while strengthening the country's workforce and economy. Huron County residents are encouraged to participate in the upcoming survey to help shape recommendations for future housing developments. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware.